Really happy to be talking live hockey now with the Peabody High School hockey coach, Christian Wright. And Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you, Rick.
You know, it's been a long time coming, and we didn't know if this was going to happen or not, but we are underway. So if you could tell me a little bit about how preseason has gone for you guys. And now you are able to practice at your own rink, is that correct?
Luckily, we are. Knowing how many teams have been ousted from the rinks this year, we played at either Endicott or Salem State, and really scrambling for ice, we feel very lucky. However, what we're able to do on the ice has been difficult because we've been hit with a rash of contact tracing pretty much since the beginning, missing a couple players this week, missing three this week, two that week. It's been very difficult to put any cohesive attack together in team because we're always missing player, yeah. A player from this line, missing a couple D, missing a player from the other line, and we really only have 12 skaters anyway. So for us to miss a couple is tremendously damaging, and that's what we're going into the game tonight with. But at the end of the day, Rick, yeah, like you say, just glad to be playing. I've got 8 seniors on the team, and for them, it's, you know, nobody wants to get their season year cut out. So good bunch of guys, very happy for them, so at least they're going to be able to play.
Oh, that's good. Now, when you say contact tracing, does that mean, that doesn't mean the kids are necessarily sick, it just means they've been in contact with someone?
Correct. Like most towns, PB has had its share of kids coming down with COVID, and immediately what PBD's been doing is trying to isolate who they've been around and letting those people know. And as soon as we find out through the athletic department that somebody has been in contact with someone who's tested positive, we remove them from any practicing games, being around the rink at all, for an extended period of time until they can get a negative test. And a letter from the Board of Health that allows them back into playing. So, you know, just when we get a couple back, we lose a couple more. And luckily, I think we've actually had one kid test positive who's out now, but it was over the New Year's break where we had a couple days off, so he never was on the ice with the team after he had become in contact with somebody who else who had it.
You know, it's... seems so stressful, Coach, to do this. You know, as an adult, as a coach, the kids, I don't know if they can shake it off or not, but in terms of maintaining a positive message, Christian, how are you doing that? How's that working out with the kids? As you say, I'm sure they're glad just to be out there on the ice.
Well, they are, and you know, they know we're on demand, but you know, we've tried to treat every practice as just a happy to be out there and having some fun. Hockey is supposed to be fun, and I think when we play in a normal year, we focus so much on the winning and competing, it becomes work, and maybe we lose sight of the fun a little bit. So we've been trying to make sure that everybody's keeping it in perspective, trying to make it as fun as possible. But at the same time, Rick, you know, you go into a game where you might be a little overmatched anyway. You know, you're looking at one of the top dogs in the league in Gloucester, and we're going in and knowing they have some really strong players. Derek does a fantastic job with that team every year. And when you're going in undermanned and you already knew you were up against it, it can be difficult to motivate your team. You know, you kind of take the whole us against the world mentality and you fire the boys up that way and you put a system in place that you might be able to use to compete. But at the end of the day, you're still looking around and seeing 9 kids on the bench. And I'm talking about the players themselves, not the coaches.
Right, right.
You know, we're trying to have fun and all that. But at the end of the day, they're competitive kids, particularly my seniors. And they don't want to go down without a fight. So we're going to really try to focus on competing because at the end of the day, for hockey players, competing is the fun part.
All right. And from what I understand, the major rule changes that you've had to work on with the kids are primarily on faceoffs and on the scrums, the so-called scrums along the boards.
Right. Yeah, they're going to keep them apart on the wings, at least 6 feet apart. They're going to hold off on the centers engaging as long as they possibly can. And when they come in to drop the puck, they're going to do it as quickly as possible. And from my understanding, the referees have been instructed on when to blow the whistle for any unnecessary scrums along the boards for extended periods of time to try to cut down on the close contact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how drastically it's going to change the game because if we're really playing hockey, we'd like to see it, you know, more of a pace and less clustered on the boards anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how that all plays out. I'm as curious as anyone to see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you talk about your senior leadership, Coach, and it looks to me like it starts from the goal out.
Yeah, Lucas is a 4-year starter and one of the nicest kids you're ever going to meet. He has played some tremendous games for us last year, and I'm hoping that continues. Lucas is, like I said, a great leader, and he's one of those people that, you know, I don't generally like to have my goaltender as the captain because there's so many things on the bench where you need a captain and during the course of the game. But he was overwhelmingly elected because everyone just loves the kid. Mm-hmm. And then the alternate captains we have, Anthony Betancourt, is unfortunately out with COVID. And another great leader, but and he was probably the closest thing we had to a returning goal scorer. And then Luke Buckley is also a great leader and a captain. He's always on our special teams, but he might not come off the ice much tonight either. And then we're lucky to have a couple others. Brandon Perry, after a great second half of his junior year last year, returning. Nathan LePage, who might be maybe my most potentially talented senior. If he's, you know, he gets himself going and on track, he could really be have a good season. And then the other senior is Jagger Ingham, the defenseman we just got back. Oh, and Cam Silver, another defenseman, senior, who's unfortunately still out with contact mm-hmm. tracing. But a good senior group, a good bunch of kids. I was kind of looking forward more to them finishing up with a great year, but it's, you know, with making the most of it as altered as it is.
I know. It's just, well, you can't say more about how difficult it has been for, especially for the kids. But final question, I think, Coach, is there a game plan knowing that you're shorthanded, you're undermanned? You've got a pretty fast Gloucester team. Of course, they got Costanza, leading scorer up front there.
Yeah.
But is there a plan like in football? You know, you can say, okay, we're going to have ball control. We're going to just keep it away from Tom Brady. Can you do that in hockey? That kind of thing, or how does that work?
Well, you can set up certain plans to try to speed the game up or slow it down, depending on what side of the fence you're on.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got talent like Gloucester, obviously you want to go with speed and try to run a team down. But even if we were at full strength and playing in a normal season, like last year, we tried to slow down everyone in the league because we just don't match up talent-wise. You know, I lost all my three leading scorers from last year. One graduated, one went to the juniors, another one transferred schools. So, you know, you start over. I mean, that pretty much was about 92% of my goals walked out the door. So you start over fresh. And so I know I'm not going to match goal for goal with anybody in the league that can score, but if we can try to come up with a system that maybe slows the game down a little bit and kind of keeps it at a manageable pace for us, we try to stay close, and, you know, you try to steal a goal here and there, and if you steal enough moments, maybe you can steal a game here and there.
Coach, if you would, please tell me about your assistants.
Well, I've got two young assistants in Nick Merriman and Jason Marshall, both returned this year. Nick works with the forwards, Jason with the defense. They're younger, and the kids can really relate to them a lot, but I mean, being an old man, it's very helpful. And I also added a goalie coach this year, John Bastoni, who's been able to work with my three goalies. I actually have a second senior backup goalie, Tristan L., and we added a third goalie this year, Ashton Souza, who's a sophomore. Hopefully he'll get some playing time. And now having a whole slew of goalies, it's great to have a goalie coach like John. John has actually worked with the Boston Bruins as a backup emergency goalie. So he's really well-versed. And the only thing I can tell a goalie is to get in the way. And so it's nice to have somebody who understands the mindset and the play of a goalie.
All right. That is Peabody High School hockey coach Christian Wright. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.